We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time of the week. Time for Breezy's Big Movie Review. As she's praying.
I can't.
You can do
Corey,
this, Breezy.
I can't.
You can do this. You can do this. The hard part is already done. You already watched The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock 1963 classic.
I watched it, all right.
So a little backstory to why we picked this particular movie. Breezy is deathly afraid of birds. And honestly,
deathly.
I know you're calling me a monster and saying that I sabotaged you and I forced you to watch this and I'm doing it just because it's funny to make you squirm. I truly thought that this might be helpful. That maybe
you truly think that?
What do they say about facing your fears? If you face your fear, that's how you defeat it, right? And here I was thinking that you would watch The Birds and you would just get over that fear. That, however, apparently is not the case. That's not what happened.
If anything, it's heightened
okay.
It.
All right. Well, let me set this up here again for Breezy's Big Movie Review of The Birds.
Give us the rundown.
Melanie Daniels meets Mitch Brenner in a San Francisco pet store and decides to follow him home.
Which is weird.
Definitely.
Which is weird.
Definitely creepy. She brings with her the gift of two lovebirds, and they strike up a romance. One day, birds start attacking children at Mitch's sister's party. A huge assault starts on the town by attacking birds. That is the plot of the movie. It's shockingly rated very highly, by the way. 7.7 out of 10 for IMDb, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, 90% on Metacritic, 82% of the people on Google
liked it. Do these people have working eyes? Okay.
So the first thing that I'm sure you struggled with, Breeze, as we always bring up, it looks old. Well, it was made in 63.
Yeah.
I was 20 years away from being born. So, you know, there's that. Yeah, it's old. It's old. We get it.
It's very old. It's very old. And I mean, but here's the biggest thing about it being old is, yes, it bothered me. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not take away from, you know, how sometimes there's older movies. You're like, well, it's so old and it's cheesy and it's almost laughable.
Right.
Not for me. This was not laughable for me. This was legitimately still my worst nightmare. I don't care if the CGI was like at a 0% or 100%.
Yeah.
This was awful.
So that was, I mean, this really plays into your biggest fear with birds. Is that like, exactly what they do in this movie is what you're afraid of them doing.
I legitimately had like goosebumps the entire viewing.
Okay.
There's some holes in the plot, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Melanie just follows Mitch home. Brings these lovebirds with her.
A little weird, yeah.
Just finds out where he lives, goes to his apartment. He's not there.
A little stalkerish, yeah.
So then she goes to his parents' house.
Uh-huh.
Very bizarre, truly. Melanie needs to definitely get checked out and should definitely get a restraining order 100%.
Okay.
But to spiral into the rest of the movie here, this is all Melanie's fault. This is 100% Melanie's fault.
I mean, she bought the birds. She brought the birds. Is there ever an... I have seen this movie, but it's been a long time.
Sure.
Is there ever an explanation of, like, why?
No, and that's the craziest part. That's the craziest part about the movie.
Just
there's
starts...
nothing about it that's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, this happened because...
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I felt spiritually connected to this movie because I could smell and see their fear on screen. Okay. I don't care how old they are. The scene with the children leaving the schoolhouse, just getting attacked, too realistic for me.
Yeah.
Too realistic for me. The scene with Melanie in the phone booth, just literally standing there.
Don't they like, they just like dive bomber, right? And they break the glass.
Yep, wow. Sure do. The whole town's on fire.
Good thing you're safe from phone booths, Breeze.
The whole town's on fire.
You'll never experience that.
And then, let's not forget about the iconic scene where they find, you know, the dead guy with his eyes gouged out.
An absolute
murder scene.
Pecked out, Breeze. The phrase is pecked out. They use their beaks. I assume. I guess I could use your talents. So there's also that as a possibility.
Yes, this movie was old. Yes, the graphics were horrible. The acting's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not take away from the fear that I have instilled in me that will probably never go away.
Well, apparently
it heightened
now.
It,
yeah.
And it gave me a blueprint of what could happen me.
Okay.
And I will never leave my house ever again.
Seems extreme.
Charity events off. No, I'm kidding.
Seems
charity
extreme.
Events still on.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Corey. And also another part of this is that it wasn't just one bird. Like, it was seagulls, and then it was crows, and then it was all this stuff. And I think the biggest thing behind this is, like, no bird is off limits.
Yeah, they're all...
All these birds are absolutely psycho.
All dangerous. You never
know.
If
they're robins, pigeons, which are rats with wings... You know, I don't care what it is.
Okay.
They're going to... They're unpredictable, and that's what scares me about them. They are unpredictable, and they flock in a squad. And if one bird does one, the rest of them follow. Why do you think they fly in an arrow, Corey?
What's your conspiracy theory, Breeze?
The birds will take over one day.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this movie was before its time.
Right.
The birds will take over one day.
Listen. If anything that you have said throughout this entire review thus far is true, this movie is definitely before its time. Hitchcock, absolute genius. Imagine, you said it earlier when we were talking about the lead up to this of, will they make a remake of this? Everything's getting remade. Can you imagine how terrifying it would be in 2020?
I would be bawling my eyes out.
Maybe the birds can team up with murder hornets. Maybe that's a good little 2020 spin.
Nature just takes over.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're so mad about global warming.
Obviously, yeah. The planet's revolting against us. That's good, too.
If you've ever been attacked by a bird, I would love to know how it went for you. 585-222-9800.
Define attacked. One of my sister-in-laws has been pooped on several times, actually.
Okay, that's not an attack.
Not an attack.
I'm talking like beak down.
Okay.
Bird style.
If you've been murdered by birds, please call or text into the show. 585-222-9800.
Let's wrap this thing up before I go into therapy.
Okay. All right, Breeze. What's the popcorn bucket review?
One? I was terrified.
Bucket. Yeah. Really?
Listen.
I'm surprised it's only one. Aren't you going to give it more credit? Isn't that the goal, to be scary? It had its goal. It hit it.
No, I'm sticking to one. I'm sticking to one because I was bitter throughout watching it.
Okay.
I was scared throughout watching it. And also, I mean, yes, it made me feel something, but... It was just horrible.
Okay.
I was attacked by a rooster. This is on the text line. Bad. I feared for my life.
Wow.
What's scarier, being attacked? A bird or a rooster or a pit bull? Let me know.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
Wow.
Breezy's big movie review of The Birds did not cure her fear. For next week, by the way, it'll be the final in the scary movie genre. And, we can throw this up to you if you want to weigh in. For next week, we have the literal scariest movies ever. This is science has proven that these are the scariest movies. They literally hooked people up, had them watch the movies, and they
hooked them up.
They monitored, to machines. They recorded their heartbeats, and the movie that had the highest beats per minute was actually a tie between Sinister.
Please don't ever make me do that.
And Insidious. So
have you seen both of these movies?
I haven't actually seen either, I don't believe.
Well, then we should do a dual one for our big finale for the horror genre.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. 585-222-9800. Which movie should we watch then for TPXY's big movie review? Sinister or Insidious? Or should I watch one and you watch the other? And we split it up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, cause
but I was going to come over and do a movie night with you, but I guess that means we can't do that anymore.
All right, so we should definitely split them up. Got it, Chuck.
What a monster.
5-5-2-2-2-9-800. We'll see what the reaction is that we get. We'll play it by ear here.
These stories on the text line right now about people getting attacked, I'm actually going to vomit.
We're talking about bird attacks tomorrow on the show, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Okay. We 100% are.
Alrighty. Excellent.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.